Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Blog Talk Land. This is Aaliyah, your host for Personal Hearts Radio. I am so very, very happily, marvelously happy to be talking to you. I'm actually quite honored that I have the privilege to talk to you and that you will be listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit tonight. It's Friday, April 29th, and I really appreciate you guys listening live and downloading and archiving these messages because it truly is from the heart of God the Father and the voice of Jesus Christ, because it's why I do it, and all true Christians should strive to be in God's perfect will for their lives, because we realize that we are just pilgrims, strangers, aliens in this world. The Bible tells us that. And our goal is to represent Christ in everything that we do. And in representing Christ, we show forth fruit, meat for the kingdom of God, fruit, winning souls, because we're wise, the Bible says, being kind to one another, loving one another, and most of all, forgiving one another and asking God to forgive us. Because if we don't forgive, God will not forgive us. The scripture tells us that. So I hope you're having a really fabulous week. We draw upon the end of April, and it's already May, summertime. Hope you guys are getting ready, you and your family. We're going to start the show in a few minutes. We're going to listen to a praise and worship song before that. But this is the second part to the first part of Are Your Prayers Being Answered? And I just want to let you know that the only preparation that I do for this show is none. I'm just joking. The preparation that I do is just aside from my daily Bible reading, you know, getting fed from the Word of God. But it's all the Holy Spirit. It's all Him, and it's the scriptures that He, by reading the Word of God, that He draws upon. See, when you minister, God's not going to put a person that was born again, thank God you were just born again, in the front line because you're going to be killed. He needs seasoned Christians, and the higher you go, the fiercer the battle, because God knows that you can take it. And as a Christian, our number one weapon to fight the devil is the Word of God. What did Jesus do, having not eaten for 40 days? What did He do? He didn't use His strength in the flesh. He didn't use language that the world uses when someone upsets us. He used the Word of God. It is written. It is written. It is written. And so we know, because the Word of God is God-breathed. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I can do nothing except my Father gives it to me. And so the Word of God is the very breath of God. And so when you speak the Word of God over your situation, you are speaking the words of God Himself. And that is why the devil left Jesus for a season. And when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, permanently severing the ties of death from us, permanently defeating the enemy, we can walk in that same victory. Do you see the generosity of Jesus Christ, our love, the love of our soul, our King, our soon coming King? Do you see His love in that He was generous? This man who was more innocent than any of us, who has done nothing but speak the truth, did no sin whatsoever, and yet died a horrible death for us. That's this Jesus, this King. And so Jesus being baptized, Jesus quoting the Word, Jesus facing what He had to face, He is our greatest example. And you know what, saints? Thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot of the battles that you face are by your own doing. The choices that you make. But God doesn't mean that God doesn't still love you, but He put an instruction booklet called the Bible, Instructions for Life. And He put that there so we could read it. And when we read it, we follow it. And when we follow it, we will reap the rewards of living a clean and holy life. You know, Jesus was sinless, and he had people talking about him, hitting him for no reason. And so if Jesus dealt with that persecution, not saying that we're going to be dealt with the same level of persecution, most of us will not even, will go through this life without even, not even a 1% of what Jesus had went through, less than that. And so if Jesus can go through the persecution of having his beard ripped out, being slapped and mocked, none of us will probably go through that, to that measurement. And he relied on God the Father. How much more we? And we have help. The Father says that I will send you the Holy Spirit to help you. So look at this, saints. I want to let you know what you have available as Christians to help you in this life. You have Jesus Christ, our advocate, sitting on the right hand of God the Father, making intercessions for us. Jesus himself praying for us. You have God the Father in heaven sending his angels to answer our prayers. You have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, giving you wisdom and knowledge to live this life. And then on top of all this beautiful protection, we have the angels of God. Every single saint has at least one. Some have more depending on their calling. But you have at least one that was with you since the day you were born. You have one, at least. Now, like I said, other ministers have more than one because of the calling and where they're at in their life and what they're doing. But you have at least one, and that angel of God is sent to protect you. That's his job. And so you don't have to go through this life alone, ever, ever, ever. Don't ever feel like you're alone. The devil wants to isolate you. He wants to tell you that you don't matter, that you're alone, nobody loves you, no one cares for you. Did God tell you that? See, I heard today a quote when I was watching a show called Marriage Life Today. I'm not married, but I think it's good to be prepared for when you do get married, you know? And he said, the devil's greatest disguise is our voice. Sometimes you get thoughts in your mind and you think it's you. And I mean, naturally, you're like, hey, that came from me, I thought it. But don't you know that we still live in this fallen world? And although our spirit is reborn, our flesh isn't. We're working on that. We're working on getting our flesh in line with the Word of God. Until then, the devil can work through your emotions, your mind. He can't control your mind unless you allow him, but he can just put darts. He can shoot darts there. He can implant thoughts. And if you don't have your Bible knowledge, if you're not strong in Bible and biblical knowledge, you're going to think that's from him. I'm going to give you an example. You're ugly. Nobody would want you. Who does that sound like? Certainly not you. Why would anyone want to say that about themselves? Definitely not Jesus. So it will be the devil himself, and it's absolutely false, because God has someone for you. God loves you, and he has prepared a special place for you to be. And if you don't know where you should be, ask God and he will guide you and lead you where you should be. Now, you might have people, you might have some things trying to get in your way, you might have a stumbling block thrown in front of you, but that's okay. Don't stay at the stumbling block. Step over it. A stumbling block is meant to stop you, but as children of God, you have the power to overcome the world. Now, I talked 10 minutes on something that was, some would say not related, but it is related, but that was for someone that needed it. for someone that needed what I had to say. Because in life, it's important that we have help. Everybody needs help. If you're going on a job interview, God, give me favor. God, give me favor in the sight of the interviewer. Show them, Father. Show them who I am, that I can do a good job. That's help. You know, you're moving, and unless you like to move by yourself, most people like someone to help them move. That's help. In this life, we need all the help that we can get. We need spiritual help. We need spiritual guidance. And we need people in this life to help us, to give us wisdom on how to live. And this is what this show is about, Personal Hearts Radio. It's wisdom and love and discipleship from God the Father on where you should be and where you should go. A lot of people are hurting right now. And they don't have to be, because they don't know how to get out from under the hurt. And I could talk about that for a long time. Not that because I've been there, but because God loves people. And people are His heart. So we're going to go into a praise and worship break. I know I said that 12 minutes ago. But like I said, that word is for someone very beautiful and someone very special. So this song is called Shepherd, and I hope you like it. I'll be right back. Praise God. Did you enjoy that song? I hope that you did. How I love you. That's a love song to Jesus. How I love you. And so, getting into our message today, are your prayers being answered? I addressed a lot of things in my first show that if you missed it, if you haven't heard the first show, I'd like you to listen to it. This will wrap up Are Your Prayers Being Answered Part 2, because there's some things that the Holy Spirit wanted me to say to you. One of the reasons why your prayers are not being answered is because you ask amiss, which is totally scriptural. The Bible says you ask to reap upon your lust. You might be asking for something that's not even biblical. And for your protection, God will not answer that prayer because it will cause harm to you. Some people have unforgiveness toward their spouse. Some people are being disobedient to their parents. And some people just have a root of bitterness that has clogged up the pipeline to their blessings. And so there could be many, many things that could be why your prayers are not being answered. And some people blame God because they can't get what they want. And instead of going to God and asking Him for forgiveness, they become angry with God, with the only person that could really, that could help them, that could change the situation. And so God's saying, don't go to people as your first line of communication. Go to God because God is truly the one. He is the only one that can, the Holy Spirit can change the heart of people. Not asking you to go to God to change someone because God's going to point the finger at you and say, and ask you to change. But you want to go to Him and you want to ask Him, Father, what am I doing wrong? Why are not my prayers being answered? And this is the pinnacle of it. Because like I said, it could be unforgiveness, it could be bitterness, it could be hatred. Hatred, the Bible says, is like murder. It could be rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft, the Bible says in Leviticus. So you have to ask God, get into your quiet place. Even if you have to go sit in your car and lay down, but get into your quiet place and ask God, Father, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Can you help me? Can you help me, Jesus? Can you help me? Can you help me? Ayúdame is what they say in Spanish. Ayúdame, Lord. Help me. I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me. Get the pipeline clean and ask God to forgive you. Ask Him to help you. And He will show you. As I said in my first show, you may have to go back to your first love. Jesus is our first love, not man. Jesus is our first, as Christians. I'm talking to Christians. And if you if you like to be a Christian, I'll tell you how to do that towards the end of the show. Jesus is our first love. You have to get back to the basics. That's just the way it is. You have to return to the basics. Returning to your first love, being rooted and grounded in Him, will prepare you to do greater and bigger things because you're ready. I'm speaking to you not because I was born again yesterday. I have the privilege and the honor to speak to you because I've spent hours, years in the Bible. And I'm not old, but I've chosen to spend time with God. I've chosen to be at His feet. Now, granted, as I shared last year sometime. I was supposed to be on the radio 3 years ago, probably even further than that, because even though, and I love Jesus, I was in journalism, I was public relations, I was doing what I thought and believed my talents were, which they are in. But I never really asked God. I never really got down and said, Father, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What is your will? What is your profession for my life? And although it's not a sin to be in journalism or television or managerial or executive, it's not a sin, but it may not be what God wants you to do. And so I can still do all that, but this is paramount, and this being on the radio doing this is what God wants me to do. So, and when you find out why your prayers are not being answered, you have to repent of your sins first, of everything you ever said and spoke or did, so you can be clean, made clean and washed with the blood of Jesus, so you can be able to hear God's voice. And once you repent of your sins, nothing's blocking you. Nothing's blocking. Ask God why your prayers are not being answered. And I guarantee you, it will come up in your spirit. Bitterness. I'm getting that right now. Bitterness. Bitterness is in the heart of many people. You know what happened? Why you have bitterness? It's hurt. You were hurt. Someone hurt you. Someone hurt you really bad, and you haven't forgiven that person. And because you haven't forgiven that person, that bitterness, that unforgiveness has given birth to bitterness. And if you're not careful and you let that bitterness sleep in your heart and lay there and germinate, that bitterness will also give birth to envy, and envy will give birth to jealousy, and jealousy, hatred. And hatred, God knows what. Well, God knows, but you don't know what. So you see all the poison that unforgiveness can give a person? You don't want that. You don't want any part of it. So repent. Let us repent of our sins and asking God why our prayers are not being answered, so we can get be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And if you don't know how to do that, just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of everything that I've ever said or did that was against your holy word, that was against your will for my life. I repent for hurting others. I repent for hurting you most of all. And I ask you to wipe me clean with the blood of Jesus. Wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. Wash my soul and spirit and flesh with the blood of Jesus. And he's able to do it. That's a thorough cleansing of your spirit and of your soul. Because the next show we're going to talk about soul ties. And that can be very convoluted to most people because they don't understand it, but it's very real. And we'll be talking about soul ties, but you want to get yourself cleansed when you go before the throne of God, because now he sees the blood of his son on you. He sees the daughter that the son that he loves, the son or daughter that he loves. But now he sees, if you go there unrepentant, he smells the stench of sin. And I'm getting into some deeper things right now, but re-listen to it and ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand. But once you ask God to forgive you and he washes you from that sin, because we all have it, we all need to repent. I repent daily. Not that I'm purposely sinning on purpose or anything, but just to make sure I didn't think anything or say anything that was amiss. Repentance is a daily lifestyle for me, because the rapture could happen tonight after, while I'm talking to you. It could happen tomorrow, but I'm expecting it. And God, I want to be there with my Lord. I want to be there with him. I cannot imagine my life without Jesus. I cannot live without him. And so I have to live a lifestyle of repentance just so I'm ready all the time. And if you want a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus, repeat after me. Father God, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose the third day. I'm sorry that I hurt you in my life. I'm sorry that I did things my own way. I want to do things your way now. Help me to live a life pleasing to God. Come into my heart and forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me of all the things that I've did to other people. And make me new. Give me a new heart. Give me a life that's pleasing to you, Father, and a life worthy of you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Father. And I mean this from my heart. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. I believe that he rose the third day. I believe that he sits on the right hand of God the Father. I believe that he's making intercession for me. And I believe, Father, that I'm saved and born again. Thank you for coming into my heart. If you need a Bible, if you pray that prayer and you need a Bible, you can email me at Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts, personalhearts.org. I will send you a Bible free of charge, no charge to you whatsoever. And if you need money or food, just email me, and I will, as the Holy Spirit leads me, I will help you. God bless you, and thank you for listening today. Remember, your prayers are answered as you go to God in honesty and in repentance, living a holy life, doing your best to please God and to live a holy life. And if your prayers are not being answered, go to God first and ask him, and he will show you. Most times it's unforgiveness, and most times it's bitterness, because bitterness has given birth to unforgiveness. So get that out of you, and your prayers will start, the gates, the windows of heaven will start to be open, and your prayers will begin to be being answered. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Have a beautifully blessed week.
My feet.